T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Can I thank some people, though, while I'm here? Can I thank some people? All the good people that's really still stood by me. Darren Prince, you know, Vo, all the guys that went with me in North Korea. You know, I'm thinking Chuck Daly. I'm thinking Phil Jackson. I'm thinking Jeannie Buss. I'm thinking, P.J. Yiannopoulos. I'm thinking Eddie Vedder, the Pearl Jam. Everybody that's supporting me with all through all these things.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. I want to thank everyone. We also want to thank Eddie Vedder and everyone
Rodman
for calling and texting and emailing, and most of
thank
all,
Jeannie Buss.
Most of all, Jeannie Buss. No, most of all, thank you for listening.
I'm thinking Chuck Daly.
Yeah,
it means
Chuck
a lot to us, and thank you so much for doing that.
Each and every day, we appreciate you listening and making us part of your day, and we will be back bright and early tomorrow morning, live at 5, so please join us.
And we have to thank Dustin and Kevin and, of course, Ray for their hard work today, and Kevin will be sticking around to do our Screamers and Howlers podcast. Joe Ostrowski's going to sit in. We're going to give you all the wagers that you want.
He's got pretty good hair.
He's got good hair, and we'll tell you who to bet on and who to stay away from, and we'll break down the big tournament that starts Thursday, only here. And by the way, we're pleased to welcome Dan and Connor. Did you see the U.S. part of the United 2026 World Cup that will be played between the great neighbors that love each other, the United States, Canada,
that's
and
right.
Mexico?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's right.
We'll be talking to them by 2026.
You think?
We'll be back on a first name basis between the borders. Yeah, exactly.
They'll just have to get over each wall.
You were just kicking the ball over the wall and then able to kick it back. Are we building a new wall?
Scott Walker wants a wall between Canada and the United States.
He wants us out of Canada, yeah.
All three countries get an automatic bid?
Yeah, the U.S. needs it.
Mexico and the U.S. would get in anyway. I think Canada has been to one previous World Cup at 86, and they haven't been to one since. It's big news for Canada.
You're pretty certain
but
on
yes,
the U.S.?
The U.S. will be in the next one.
Okay.
2022. Unfortunately, they're not in this one, and it's very – if you want to hear a guy screaming about it, then listen to the Screamers.
We yesterday debated which country we were going to adopt as a show.
It's got to be Brazil.
That's too easy.
Yes, but it's Brazil.
It might be, but
yes. No, I understand your answer. It's Brazil.
Yes. No, but everybody's you go for your home country and then you go for Brazil. That's everybody
Why?
In the world.
Why?
Because they are the champions of romantic football. Because they play the Jogo Bonito, the beautiful game.
And they have Hulk
is still
Hulk?
I think he's gone.
Hulk. He's gone.
They
no
have
Hulk?
Neymar and they have like
Is Kaká there?
Is Neymar
there? Kaká is not there nor Hulk.
Neymar?
Neymar is
not
indeed
Neymar.
There.
Dan,
oh
you would have known a lot of players from like the 2002 World Cup, I think, judging by your...
Yeah.
I don't know. I remember Kaká and I remember Hulk.
Kaká. Yes. His name was Carlos Haciendas, but his little brother could only call... For Carlos called him Kaká. And that was his soccer playing name.
It's like Hazen
very,
Shirley Kyler of
a very
the Chicago Cubs, right?
Player.
You know, the famous Chicago Cub.
Kiki Kyler?
Kai-Kai.
Kai-Kai?
Because he stuttered. And he came to spring training, right. And they said, what's your name? Kyler.
You know,
like, okay, you're Kai-Kai Kyler now.
last night's run, according to one texter today, last night's rundown, Tinkers to Evans to no chance.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Although that is a planned move on the part of
yes.
Kane.
Yes.
Really yeah.
Smart.
He learned. They practiced
from
in Kansas
joke.
City.
Really
yeah. Think
smart.
Of that.
He credited Rusty Kuntz.
Yeah.
Careful. That
yeah.
He said that it was his.
They never used it, but they practiced
yeah.
it.
When he stopped short of the bag.
Yeah. He knew what he was doing.
He knew exactly what he was doing.
He stopped short?
That's my move
there, Frank.
And he stopped. And once he did that, he's not committed. He's still alive and looks over. Okay, I'll just go back here.
We had four different play-by-plays of that from here and from there, but we never used the Spanish version, which probably would have been the best one.
It comes out this way. It's
J.R. Smith, ¿qué pasa?
That's exactly what happened at the end of that. Yeah.
Did you hear that Spanish cut of J.R. Smith's
greatest?
Oh, my God. It was
absolutely beautiful.
It really was.
J.R. Smith, Dios mío.
Yeah.
Yo mio.
Yeah.
Dios mio, my God, J.R. Smith. So are you riding the Cubs emotional roller coaster game to game in this series, or it's just sort of taking the Cubs tone of
Dustin
meh.
Is. And so well, I feel like I'm along for the
yeah,
ride.
Right, oh, yeah.
All right. Absolutely. Kind of takes you with you.
But Chase Anderson is Quintana, you know, dominates the Brewers. Chase Anderson dominates the Cubs. It's just how it goes. Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah. You got two guys on top of that rotation. I mean, as much as we're going to talk about what the Brewers going to add, a bullpen arm or a starting arm, they've got two guys. Well, Jimmy Nelson comes back. All right. They've got two guys that fit on top of rotations. I mean, those two guys are legit. They're not the rest of that Brewer rotation.
We just started talking about this, that Cubs heading tomorrow with the off day. Finish up Milwaukee today. Head to St. Louis. Dexter Fowler now.
Oh, is he bad?
I mean, out of 159 outfielders, 157th, 158th, like in every offensive category. I mean, he's turned into Jason Hayward of a couple months ago, or certainly the last couple of years, where they've dropped him in the order. Now they're talking about not bringing him off the bench or not bringing him off, just leaving him in the dugout. Second year of the, what, $85 million contract, and they don't have any more moves to make with him. I mean, he's lost his confidence, is shot. His swing is definitely shot. It's interesting to see how you go, we go is, you know, I don't know if they're going to ever DFA him.
You just go.
Not with that kind of money on the contract.
Yeah, what, it was 4 years and 85?
5 years.
Five years.
He's
right.
In the second year of it.
That's
so,
right.
Just started. So.
Wow. The only reason we saw his name and he came to our attention is if you've been following what's going on with Chris Davis of the Orioles, who's on pace to have the worst season a position player has ever had by a wide margin. As we're tracking this, Mike Trout, two more home runs last night, on pace to have the best season a position player has ever had, better than Babe Ruth's best season. And to think you could have the very worst and the very best. And as we're looking at the worst, we're like, wait a second. You know, say what you want about Cole Calhoun. Look at Dexter Fowler. I mean, you wouldn't have otherwise thought about it until you go down there. And you know
one thing about Trout. He's unlike Harper. He's not a loser.
He's not selfish. He's not a selfish loser.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Was that something?
Here's the thing. You know, I'm NL executive. NL GM, NL executive.
Oh, executive.
Tell him who it was, Brian. Things, Brian. Listen to this theory. Brian.
I've been around Dustin Fong. It was actually Mike Rizzo, because that allowed Mike Rizzo then to sing his praises to the Washington Post.
The call is coming from inside the house.
Exactly.
Because that makes all the sense.
So you badmouth him, then you protect him.
And that makes him
want to
sign.
Right.
Yeah, because
if you're going to do that and take the chop at the legs, then you say something less than, I don't think he'll ever get 10 years, $300 million.
Oh, but you're the guy who gives him 10 years and $300 million.
But if you're going to send it out there, you got to say, I don't think he'll get anything more than 5 years and $30 million. Like, do it. If you're going to do it, get out there. Get yourself a discount.
Yeah.
You just put all this out there for
that would be
$30 million.
That would be a Dustin conspiracy theory.
He doesn't believe that.
No.
But that's his theory.
But I mean, the one part of that argument is accurate. Okay, do you want to spend $350 to $400 million on one player in 10 years?
Or two or three.
Two or three unbelievable players at 120 whatever.
Well, until the play. I mean, listen, we lost Miguel Cabrera for the season last night, right? I mean, he's got a torn biceps tendon.
How about his career? He's 35.
We're going to be going through some of that and looking. You know, that right now, if that's it, first ballot Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
Slam dunk.
But he's tied up for $30 million till 2025.
Yeah. Right.
Mutual options,
right.
I think. It's 2018. There's seven more years on that deal. If you're going to go to whether it's Bryce Harper and what he's going to get, Manny Machado and what he's going to get, baseball has to restructure itself time and time out, right? I mean, every time we go through a CBA, we're looking at how you compensate players. They want more money, all that stuff. The players' union itself has shot itself in the foot a number of times. And if compensation is their biggest issue going into this next CBA, at some point, you've got to inoculate yourself from veterans making that type of money,
right?
Because those are the extremes that teams are going to use to stop any of this activity. You are going to, for one player, for three players, for five players, stop the rest of your constituents from getting any type of money.
It's an interesting idea. Let's take it and apply it to the NFL. You've got multiple NFL players now sitting out of mandatory practices because they are wanting to redo their deals. These are guys that are under some years left. Like
3 year deal. Julio Jones
has 3 years left, and he needs to renegotiate it. And it's, you know, the NFL has no problem cutting you if you don't live up to your contract.
Right.
But if your contract doesn't live up to you, you can forget about getting a better contract right. because they're going to tell you, you have to honor the deal that you signed. Now, this is going to be very interesting to see how many teams crack and how, and if that indeed does change anything. And, you know, go back to the negotiating table with the NFLPA. It's the same type of thing, Connor, where you're at a sort of moment where it's like, okay, listen, we can't do business this way. So then how do you go about doing business? If
well,
it's not
baseball,
about
it's
that
gonna
kind
take,
of money.
It takes a work stoppage from one direction or the
sure,
other.
Right.
It either is going to be a strike or a lockout, depending if you're talking NFL. That's the only way in a collective bargaining environment to actually exercise leverage. The problem is you have players fighting players and owners fighting owners. And when you don't have a united front on either side,
right.
there is somebody incentivized to break ranks.
Well, in baseball, to get to Connor's point, you'd have to go to a hard cap. Where you have a floor, the minimum you have to spend,
maybe.
And then you would have those, you know, max contracts. You know, your team could pay whether it's LeBron or Kawhi. I mean, you would
Zach LaVine,
right? No,
pass.
Hard pass. Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, that you would have to get to that point where you know what the number is if you want to exercise that option or you know go to the max deal for one guy, and then you have. Fill in all the middle class after that.
I think that's the likeliest thing. You know, call me naive or a little bit idealistic, but you know, there is a way you could remake the payment structure and make it incentive based and go to somewhere you're actually paying for current performance.
Players' unions
rather
never
than
going for that.
Of course not, and they won't. But it'd be the best thing for everybody going forward because then you've got teams that can actually maneuver within their budgets. If you're paying for the actual performance. Then you've got a good player. You know what I'm saying? Everybody protects themselves, but
Bryce
you'll
Harper,
never go back to that.
Bryce Harper doesn't want to play for.
No, of course not.
Right. I mean, he's waiting. You know, you've spent your career waiting to get to this
right.
point.
You have all those controllable years
exactly.
that you put the numbers up to get to this.
Obviously, you're not going to that extreme, but there is a way that the CBA itself, that the players' union itself, can rework those first 6 years or try and rework those first 6 years of a player's control.
Good luck.
Ownership's going to want to keep that and then do what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, you look at what happened with Robinson Cano, who is out for half a year.
Yep.
And they take off. They go. I mean, all of a sudden, Seattle without their future
right.
Hall of Fame,
play well with him
peak
too.
Value
yeah.
player. Yeah, but this is, and I'm not saying it's necessarily causal, but. It's baseball. It's not the NBA. I understand it in the NBA. You can give that guy the ball every time.
Right.
He can guard the other team's best player every
Max
time.
Max Scherzer can't go every day.
No, you only get four at bats. I mean, it is at some point. I understand what this GM is saying about getting more for your dollar
get
in
three
that regard.
All-star players instead of the one.
Yeah, yeah, more for your dollar is fine. But questioning Bryce Harper, whose team has finished first
there's
or second
questioning,
every year
and then
since
there's
he's
body slamming
right,
him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a little bit of a difference.
I like the idea of Kevin Durant can opt out and, well, whatever contract you want, you can have whatever you want. I mean, just flat out, there's no real negotiation. We want you to stay. We'll give you anything you want.
It's Hawks blank check, right? But the other way around.
It's fantastic.
It's the ownership writing it instead.
Within the cap. I mean, you know there's a certain
right,
number that's
right.
there.
Well, sure.
Right?
Sure. You can
cap.
Have it.
Yeah,
you
this
name
is
it.
What's
yeah.
there for you. And if you want it, it's yours. It's nice when everybody's rolling in money. And you got everybody watching. And
did you see that $500,000 worth of booze on the bus for the parade?
For the Warriors?
Golden State Warriors.
And they Alex Ovechkin showed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That was just his budget, yeah.
What's up, babes?
What's up, babes? What is up, babes?
Mike Florio at 10, Midday Midway at 11. We've got Len Casper talking Cubs at 12. We also have a giveaway. We actually have a pair of tickets for the On Deck Luncheon that we're going to be doing on Monday with Javier Baez and Ian Happ.
Oh, that's great.
At the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern. So,
yeah!
If listening, if
there'll be a lot of that going on.
You want that opportunity to join us.
Everyone's celebrating. All right, guys, we'll be listening.
Let's go!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.